With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But to tonight's game, nobody better to analyze this than my friend Mike Felder, who knows more about football than anybody I know. You can follow him on Twitter at InTheBleachers. He's on radio. He's on your TV screen everywhere. Mr. Felder, do you like Michigan or Washington tonight and why?
Wow, this is usually the question that people ask at the very end.
No, we're starting with it. Get right to it.
I like Washington.
Man, say, I thought I was going to be different than most people.
Uh-oh. Now
you should be worried. You should be worried, yeah. Because I don't know anything.
The thing for me, and this is something that I've been doing it all year over at the Substack, but I've been looking at plays and tracking plays, and so I dialed down into plays for Washington, dialed down into plays for Michigan, and Michigan is really happy in the game. They played an overtime game with Alabama where they only ran 59 plays.
Yeah.
59 plays. That's where they're like, we love this. And Washington's like, let's get to 75. Let's get to 72. Let's do it this way. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that's been really interesting. And so, again, I'm talking to my guy, George Whitfield, the quarterback guy. He was like, styles make fights. So this is about one team trying to impose their will and the other team being like, just going, like the other team. Washington is a Manny Pixick dream girl. That's what they are. Like, they're like, oh, okay, we'll do what you want, but, like, we still are going to do some of our stuff, too. And so it's just like, you know, like, we are living in our own zone, and, like, we don't care. Like, you don't get to dictate to us. If we have to do it that way, we will. But at the end of the day, like, honestly, I'm pretty flighty, and much like in the movie Paper Towns, like, you don't even know if they're real or not.
We get movie references, you get everything with Michael Felder. Go check him out at It's Felder on Substack. All right, is this the best? This is absolutely the best offense that Michigan has faced this year. Is this the best offense that Washington has faced this year?
No, absolutely not. No. What? No.
Right.
Texas.
I'm with
Texas,
you.
Texas is better. Oregon is better.
Correct.
Offensively.
Yeah.
So they played three games against better offenses than what Michigan is bringing to the table.
And that's part of the reason why I liked Washington in the game going in. Because right. The knock on Washington over the last, you know, month or so of the season mm-hmm. has been, well, you know, I just don't know how good their defense is. Yeah, you know what? Their defense has been good enough to beat. And they hadn't played Texas yet. You're right. Yes, everyone. And even though they had to outscore the Southern Cals of the world as well.
Sure.
I think their offense is super dynamic, and I just don't know how Michigan stops all of it.
So here's what I'm thinking. You've seen Coming to America, I assume.
Of course.
Soup too hot, soup too cold. Aha.
Aha.
Where's the spoon? And that's the part for me that I get at with Washington is, like, it doesn't matter if the soup's too hot or the soup's too cold. They figure it out.
Right.
They will figure it out. And that's the part that I love about them. They are not a good defense. They are a timely defense. Those are two completely different things. Michigan is a very good defense.
Mm-hmm.
Washington is a very timely defense. With 1 second to go, they made a play
right.
in the semifinal against Texas. 1 second to play, they made a play. And I don't know if you, I've watched this play probably 50 times so far. And to watch Elijah jump, he jumped backwards while putting his hand forward mm-hmm. to knock the ball away because he was like, we can't get a penalty on this play. We have to do it. To watch, and you know what? They're lucky too because they got a butt fumble recovery.
They did?
That's. Yeah, against Texas, it was a butt fumble. That's a butt. They didn't do anything right. That play was going for yards.
Right.
That was a first down, and then they got a butt fumble on accident. And it's like, yo, okay.
Mike Felder's real quick about – I actually thought in the fourth quarter it looked like they were really leaning on Texas and they were going to possess the ball for the rest of the game.
Bingo.
And then they had that one possession where – you know, if they pick
their brain
up
malfunction.
Yeah, where they three incompletions, where they have the ball for like 30 seconds, and it just left the door open for the Longhorns. I thought if they had done better with that possession, because they
never
can
run, got the ball back.
Right, they can run the ball. Is the key to them Dylan Johnson being healthy?
I think Dylan Johnson's health is critical. I think we also saw something against Texas that we hadn't seen all year, which is Michael Penix running.
Yeah.
He does not run. And this is crazy, and it's like ironic and wild. My kid goes to school, one of her best friends from her kindergarten class, her father played football at Washington.
Oh, wow.
So he's a diehard Washington fan. We watched the Seahawks game together last night, so he and I talked about this nonstop.
Good.
And it was nice to talk football with another football guy, and our wives are sitting there like, oh, they're the same people. Like, this is, they're like, I like it because he has a friend, but I hate this because it is annoying.
Right.
Like, you can't just, like, sit back and watch a game. It's just two guys just being like, right here, right here, right here. But he brought it up as well. Like, the key for me, like, if Penix is going to run, that's a problem that I don't think. So there's two things with Penix. If Penix is going to run, that's a thing that I don't think Michigan has accounted for. The second part is Penix is a lefty.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this as a lefty, it's a problem. It is a problem. Substack drops in about 30 minutes of how a lefty can roll right and still throw to the middle versus a righty trying to roll right and they can't throw to the middle. So the defense is completely broken because when they teach you defense, and I know this as someone who's played defense.
Right.
When they teach you when a right-handed quarterback, and like 99% of quarterbacks are right-handed, when a right-handed quarterback rolls to his right, he's never going to throw across the middle. Ever.
Okay. I see that. Unless you're Josh Allen, but that's another story altogether.
Sure. But with Penix, when Penix puts his right foot in the ground, his whole body swings. And so now he's got a full face to the middle, and whether it's on a scramble or it's on a design roll, he's better moving to his right than he is moving to his left, because his left, he knows that they understand that he's always going to throw to the sideline.
Okay.
When he rolls to his right, he can throw to the middle. So, and I was talking to my buddy about my new friend about this. I got a new friend. Wow.
It's great. That. It's great to have new friends, especially as we get into our 30s.
Yeah. 30s. you're being very generous. But the thing for me is, like, that's the part where Texas is going to have to figure things out, especially when you're talking about the best receiving core in the country. And I get it. You could talk about Ohio State and Marvin Harrison Jr., and you can talk about Ebuka, but, like, the reality is Washington has the best receiving group in the country. So this is all about time.
Yeah.
Time is the most important thing. And he was telling me, so he got one of his friends is, like, deep into analytics, and it's like Michigan got to Milroe in like, 2.4 seconds. Penix gets Michigan got to Milroe in 2.6 seconds.
Okay.
Washington gets the ball out in 2.4, unless they're throwing deep. And I was like, I think the deep is more important than the short. And that's the part that I'm looking for in this game. Time. Time is the most important thing. Can Michigan get to him?
The Pack Therapy Podcast is in session. Tim Donnelly here, host of The Drive and your guide for Pack Therapy. Every episode is your chance to score inside information on the Pack. We set you up for Wolfpack games all season long, and we break down the ACC competition, what to watch for as we roll towards the tournament madness, plus special guests to keep your Wolfpack hope alive. Follow Pack Therapy wherever you discover your favorite podcasts or watch it on YouTube.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
before he can get the ball off? Can they get as many sacks as they had against Milroe? Because that was a game changer. Also, by the way, I trust Washington's center way more than Alabama's, who just put the ball on the carpet. And I was talking to EJ Manuel last week, and EJ goes, imagine. And so imagine this. Gold, imagine this. You're driving in your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your phone's in the cup holder or whatever.
Okay.
It rings. You got to get it. You pick it up. It slips out of your hand. It falls into the passenger side. Not the seat, but like into the bottom.
Right.
And you're like, but this is a call I got to answer. And you're like, everything looks good. This is pre-snap. Everything looks good.
Yeah.
Then you do this. And then you look back up and it's just all brake lights.
Yeah, and a telephone pole.
Yeah. Yeah.
it's trouble. It's trouble. Yeah. I've never been there, Mike.
Neither have I. And I've never heard an analogy like that. So shout out to EJ Manuel, because I've never heard anyone describe it so accurately, because you do know what it's like with kids or with whatever, and you turn around like you're giving them a juice box, and then all of a sudden you're like, no.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it's like for a quarterback to like, yo, there's nothing I can do about this.
Let me ask you about Michigan's plan here.
Yeah.
Should they simply say, we're going to try and let Blake Corum win this game?
I don't know if that's what they should do. I think that's what they're going to do.
I think he's their best player.
I don't.
Okay.
I think Donovan Edwards is more explosive.
Okay.
I think that J.J. McCarthy can be a weapon if you let him. The problem is I just don't know if their wide receivers are like willing and able in terms of vertical down the field. Like they're not, they don't scare me at all. They don't have a single player that scares me down the field. But J.J. being able to move.
Okay.
If they let him move, all of a sudden Washington, then you can create space down the field. That's what I'm looking for in this game.
Is Michael Penix, I mean, he's the best player. I mean, I voted, yeah. He got my Heisman vote. Part of that was I kind of had been on Penix for the entire season. Mm-hmm. But if Washington wins, is it about Penix or is it about Rome Odunze or Jalen Polk or Dylan Johnson?
I think those guys are a unit together.
Okay.
So, but Penix has to make the throws.
Yeah.
I mean, that throw he made against Texas where those defenders were crossing and he just slipped it in the window. Are you kidding me? That's insane. Like, that's not a thing you're supposed to be able to do. And he did it. And Texas looked at each other like, what? How? We thought that was going to definitely be like at least a batted ball.
Right. Is he an NFL quarterback?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
If I'm looking at it, I go, just me personally. There's two things. There's one where I know what's going to happen. Caleb Williams is going to go number one. Drake May is probably going to go number two. And then you get into Jaden Daniels and Penix and Bo Nix and whatever. But if I'm looking at it, and maybe this is some left-handed bias because I am a lefty. Give me Penix. Penix's release is like this combination. It's a sick combo of Lamar Jackson's like quickness, suddenness that Lamar Jackson has with the shot putt that Phillip Rivers has.
Yeah, it's a strange throwing motion. Somebody will screw up and try to fix it rather than just let him play.
Leave it alone. Don't touch it.
He is such a great player. Oh, let me ask you, this is a big picture question, and I'm going to let you go. Mike Felder.
Yes, sir.
And hit the Substack. It's Felder. You get more than football there.
By the way, we're doing a show tonight. So it'll be in everybody's inboxes in the morning. We're doing a show tonight for Learfield.
Oh, awesome. Even better. I'll get that tomorrow. As a player,
mm-hmm.
How are you looking at, I mean, I know there are opportunities to win a national championship, but mm-hmm. we're going to 12 and I think we're going to end at 24 when we get to the playoff. How do players, you think, look at these types of things?
I think it depends on where your mindset comes from. Like, there's a lot of guys that really just want a chance.
Right.
And then there's other guys that are like, man, I really just want to get to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And those two things don't work together all the time. And so, obviously, we're watching it with the opt-outs in the current bowl system. But now these guys are going to get forced into playing because, in theory, you could still get to win a national championship.
Right.
But it just is, it's really weird. Like talking to players, dealing with players' families, which I talk to more parents than I talk to players. Whether you're on the sideline at a camp or you're like just parents are like, hey, check out my kid. Like right. I talk to more parents and it's just, they're like, is it better to get playing time or to play in a, you know, play at Alabama? Is it better to get this? And I was watching a guy today that he was like, D2 is go D2, play and then transfer because it's easier to do that. The reduction in high school kids being offered is insane. And it's really, it's heartbreaking, like, to me. But I also understand, like, these coaches, everyone wants to make their job easier.
Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. So it's going to be really interesting because as a player, yes, do you want the Alabama offer? Sure. Do you want the Nebraska offer even? Yeah. Do I want the Baylor offer? Sure. But is it easier for me to go to, even at this point, Sam Houston State is they're D1 now.
Right.
Should I go to Sam Houston, ball my behind off, and then I end up at Texas, or I end up at Oklahoma, or I end up at even at TC. Like, do I do that?
Yeah.
What do I do? So it's a weird space, and I don't have a good answer for you. I'll be honest. Like, I don't have a good answer for you, and it's a really scary space for the sport to be in. But honestly, I think if you're a high schooler and you can get into school, go play football. Do it. Like I'm not saying go play football. Like, do if you can do anything else, do that. But if that's what your ticket is, you get at least one chance to do something else or go somewhere else. It just is like, I mean, Gold, we're looking at a world where we're looking at Houston, we're looking at Cincinnati, UCF. They're in the Big 12 now.
Yep.
They're not used to that. So they're learning. And then we're looking at USC, Washington, Oregon, UCLA. They're in the Big 10 now. They don't know what that's like. They don't know what that's going to be like. They have no clue what that looks like. They have no idea. And then you're looking at Oklahoma and Texas, and they're like, well, I guess we're walking into this, and we're going to – no, you're not going to be the big boys on the block because they already got big boys on that block.
Yeah.
It's like the Wire, right? Like, what are we doing? Like, you think you're going to come over and take over this block? Nah, dog.
Oh, man. It's
Avon already here.
It's a whole new world for the supposed blue bloods across college sports. It's just who knows how it's all going to play out. All right, the Substack, it's Felder. Show will come in your inbox. I appreciate your time, man. It's everybody's celebration if you're a college football fan tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you very soon, man.
Sounds good, man. You guys take it easy.
You got it. Mike Felder here on the Adam Gold Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.